Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, speaking again today about whatever my lot. Yesterday, we read two letters, one from a lady who was very upset by the fact that her children were growing up. And that seems like a very silly thing to be upset about, and yet as a mother, I fully understand it. I can remember the just almost sorrow that came over me when Valerie left to go to college because I realized she's grown up. She's not going to be home again, except perhaps for brief vacations. And I was right about that. She got married almost immediately after she graduated from college. So there are things in our lives that we cannot change, but it is our lot. These are the things which God has assigned and ordained and allowed to happen and caused to happen in our lives. I read another letter which had a list of the qualifications that a woman was looking for in her future husband. Well, I don't think she's going to find exactly that man. But are you willing to receive what God wants to give you? That's the route to peace. Through the love of God, our Savior, all will be well. We are tempted to make lists, to have very high expectations. This is what I want. This is what will make me happy. And it's natural to do this, of course. But a true servant has no agenda of his own. It's the master who makes the list. The servant is at the master's orders. Jesus Christ himself had no agenda except one thing when he came to earth. He said, "Lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God." In chapter 8 of the Gospel of John, Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God, and now am here. I have not come on my own, but He sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet, because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. He who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God." Now that really did infuriate the enemies of Jesus, didn't it? And ultimately, you know what happened. He was crucified. They could not stand having him around anymore. And there is a sense in America today in which we Christians, although very few of us would ever say that we feel persecuted, we do know that because Christianity opposes the views of the world and speaks against things which we consider anti-religious, anti-Christian, then we are ridiculed. We are thought to be those dangerous, wild-eyed fundamentalists. We become a safe target for public ridicule in the media, in television and newspapers, in theater, art, literature, and politics. Things can be said about Christians or fundamentalists or the far right that nobody would get away with if they were said about other groups, other religions, other political parties. Furthermore, we Christians are supposed to tolerate this abuse with a smile, unless we want to be described as mean-spirited. and this is an oppressive situation, one that no other group of people in this nation could be expected to stand up to or to withstand without protest. Even worse, some who call themselves Christians are among the worst abusers. Well, God knows all about that, and we have to put our lives completely at His bidding, at His orders. We are His servants, and to be a Christian is to be thought a serious threat to the secular world. As someone has said, if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be sufficient evidence to convict you? To be holy, truly holy, is to insult others, especially those who think of themselves, as the Pharisees did, as spiritual. Why is that expression, holier than thou, an expression of opprobrium, a sneer? Oh, well, you know, she's one of those holier than thou people. As my old Bible teacher, L.E. Maxwell, used to remind us in Bible school, it may just be that the reason you are angry with someone for being holier than thou is because the truth is, he is holier than thou. Well, I don't want to be holier than thou. I want to be holier than I am, much holier than I am. We have cast in our lot with Jesus, who was despised and rejected. I hasten to say that I have known next to nothing of being despised and rejected. I have not suffered as a Christian. I have never been persecuted, imprisoned, tortured, and I was going to say never been hated, but I guess I have. I've been hated probably by quite a few people that I'll never meet, but my lot has been a piece of cake compared to the lots of so many in other countries in the world. Think of the Russian Christians. Think of the Chinese Christians. I understand that within the last 50 years, there have been over 100,000 Christian martyrs in China. No one knows the figures in Africa. We just know that hundreds of thousands have been executed for the sake of Christ. But as I mentioned in an earlier talk, there was something I longed to do one day, which I was prevented from doing. And listen to what I found that very day in my quiet time. This quotation from H.E. Manning. "We ought to measure our actual lot and to fulfill it, to be with all our strength that which our lot requires and allows. What is beyond it is no calling of ours. How much peace, quiet, confidence, and strength would people attain if they would go by this plain rule?" Deuteronomy 10:12 says, "What doth the Lord require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul." Do you see your present situation as assigned by the Lord himself? Think about it. Do you think about what he desires above everything else in your life? The truth, of course, is that God wants us to be holy, which means to be like him. That is his supreme aim. Someone has said, surrender to God is the only absolute power that the creature possesses. Neither man nor woman has anything else to give to God except this self-emptying in which God is triumphant. The only absolute power a creature has and retains is the power to surrender to the Creator. Mary's word, "Be it done unto me according to your word," released spiritual power in the apparent weakness of surrender. For it was only by reason of her surrender that she was given the power to conceive the Son of Life, to be the mother of all living. It's in the very nature of a true woman to to desire the kind of renunciation in which she symbolizes everyone's role in the redemption of the world. Her glory rests not in anything she receives, but rather in that which she gives. She is most fulfilled in the role of service. Her need resides in the need to be needed. Mary's transparent openness was the result of her luminous, intrepid faith. It never faltered, wavered, or doubted anything that God asked of her. Today, we need women of valiant faith. That's what I desire with all my heart, that I may be able to look upon the fulfillment of God's will in loving trustfulness as the most important accomplishment of my life. I don't think that I am going to be rewarded when I get to heaven for the books I've written or the talks I've given nearly so much as for the hidden faithfulness. And that, of course, is what I need your prayers for, that God will make me the kind of woman that I aim at, the kind of woman I talk about, but a woman like Mary, as this passage says, one who put herself without reservation of any kind at the disposal of God Himself.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.